Wolf Creek Boatworks is an 80-year-old shoreline complex, off the road system and off the grid. Power comes from a century-old hydro plant, harnessing the force of water flowing downhill.
So we've got water coming down a pipeline. It goes into a turbine, a water turbine from 1902. So it's still working, fully functioning.
Owner Sam Romy has shot videos of the saws in action. But this is no living history display. It's a small business that's been around since the late 1930s.
And off of that, it's got a big pulley that runs up to a big power shaft that runs all the way across the shop. And then all the tools run off of that on flatbed.
Wolf Creek is at the end of 12-mile arm, halfway between the communities of Hollis and Cassan. It was built to build wooden boats for Prince of Wales Island's fishing fleet. 80 years later, it's still the place on the island for boat repairs, says Ronald Layton, tribal president of the organized village of Cassan.
A lot of people use that grid for, you know, changing zincs, painting the bottom, stuff like that. I know I went up there with my boat a couple times.
The Boatworks has operated on leased public land since the beginning, or at least it did until 2015. Then things got complicated after Congress passed legislation mandating a roughly 20,000-acre swap between Tongass National Forest and the Alaska Mental Health Trust.
This land exchange is extremely important for the mental health beneficiaries in Alaska.
Wynn Menefee is executive director of the Trust Land Office. He says legally, the Boatworks is trespassing on state and federal land on an expired lease, and he expects the trust to take full possession of the land.
If we receive the property with the buildings, then we will decide what to do with them at that point in time. That's in the trust interest for revenue generation, because that is the prime purpose of this land exchange, is to make revenues for the beneficiaries of the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority.
The Forest Service's view is that because the lease had expired when Congress mandated the land exchange, it can't issue another permit. But Romy has emails showing he was still in the renewal process a year after the land swap bill was signed into law. That all ground to a halt last year, and an eviction notice was served. But here's where it gets even more complicated. While Romy says he doesn't own the 7 acres of federal land where the Boatworks is on, he does own the historic buildings.
They figured they could just give me an eviction notice and to go away, and then they realized that I owned the buildings. So to tell me to go away and take my buildings would destroy the possible National Historic Site.
That's right, eligible National Historic Site. It was deemed worthy of protection back in 1988, but the state never submitted the documents and the listing never went through. Even so, legally the Forest Service still has a responsibility to make sure history is not erased when its lands are transferred to the Mental Health Trust. An agreement signed by state historic preservation officials in 2018 covered the entire swap.
It was our understanding that the Boatworks would be transferred to the Mental Health Trust and it would be dealt with a historic property management plan.
Judith Bittner is the state's historic preservation officer. She's alarmed that the Forest Service is now demanding that the structure be partially dismantled or left to the trust with no assurances of its continuity.
And so we're ending up with a very complex situation that puts historic property in threat of loss.
Wynn Menefee, head of the Trust Land Office, says it's undecided what will happen to the property, but the trust isn't cutting any deals until after it takes possession of the land.
I understand why people are saying what they are about trying to get it back to Sam, and I understand their perspective. It's just not in the purview of my obligations. My obligations are strictly financial and fiduciary to the trust.
The trust has indicated that it intends to commercially log much of the forest land it's receiving. But Romy and others point out that the state's mandatory setbacks around fish streams means much of the 7 acres around the Boatworks couldn't be legally logged. And he says the trust has turned down an offer for a swap of forested lands he owns nearby. Trish Neal, president of the Alaska Historic Preservation Association, an Anchorage nonprofit, has been helping coordinate a campaign to save Wolf Creek Boatworks.
It's been operating for 80 years. It's a viable business. It's not somebody's hobby. It's not somebody's, just place out in the woods.
She says the Forest Service could do a better job of preserving one of the last historic boatyards in Southeast Alaska.
There are ways to do this. And the Forest Service, in my opinion, is just taking the easy way out and it's just going to slap up something on a kiosk, and it'll just be an asterisk after their name, the name of the boat works, and that will be done.
The Forest Service declined to make anyone available for an interview. In a statement, the federal agency says completing the land exchange with the mental health trust is one of its highest priorities, and the final phase should be done by early next year. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.